his brother snatches his purple toy and pulls it away. He grabs it and pulls back hard. "Mine," he yells. He wishes his brother would just leave his stuff alone. He does not want to fight, but his brother never asks. Their mom marches in, looking mad. Broken dishes and a toy lie on the floor. She points at both of them. "Mend now." He rubs his eye. His brother hangs his head. It is not fair. His brother always starts it, but they both get in trouble. He fixes things for his brother. He shares his food. He gives him all he can. But sometimes he wishes he could have something just for himself. His little toy tractor sits on the ground beside him, the only thing that is his alone. He spots something big in the yard, right past the bushes. He sneaks out past his mom and dashes across the grass. He jumps up onto its back and holds on tight. It stretches its trunk up and starts to walk. What a ride! As they ride across the open plains, he watches the land stretch out under the bright blue sky. Then he spots a shape under a big tree. It is his brother. His brother crouches low on the grass as if he is playing a game. But something does not look right. A big mad beast rushes at his brother. His brother dashes across the grass, but the beast is so much faster. It crunches across the open ground right behind him. Can he get away? His brother reaches the tree and pulls himself up to the high branches. Good move! He holds on to the wood so tight. He watches from far away and wishes his brother stays safe up there. He does not want his brother to get hurt. He pushes his pet to go faster. Come on! He yells. It stretches its legs and reaches forward with every stride. They have to make it to the tree so he can save his brother. Not far now. The mad pet snatches a low branch with its trunk. It pulls and pulls. The branch crunches and bends. His brother watches from above, eyes wide. Can the mad pet crack that strong branch? He reaches the tree and jumps off his pet onto a low branch. He stretches his arm up to his brother. Grab on. His brother reaches back down. His brother wishes he could stretch just a bit more. Their fingers almost touch. A long trunk snatches boy and pulls him out of the tree. He kicks and reaches out, calling for his brother. Even now, all he wishes is that his brother stays safe. Boy, wake up, Mom says, her hand warm on his head. You were shouting in your sleep. Boy blinks and sees his bedroom, his blanket, his pillow. Brother watches him with soft eyes, and boy wishes this safe moment could last.